our mission, the center's mission, requires to address some of the problem that facing the Kentucky farmers, and in this particular case, the tobacco farmers, and as the early growers are facing some challenges in recent years with reduction in ordering and increase in production costs and other things. So our research is indeed focused on how we can do to address some of the problems. Now, we are, you know, a scientific entity, a academic unit, so we don't set policies, but instead we try to work on science that will better help our farmers. So some of the things that we do, in fact, are directly associated with that, and that is helping the farmers, and that including develop new varieties that will reduce the cost for production. For example, we're introducing new varieties that are more disease resistant, so less chemical are needed to for the fuel productions. And we're also actively addressing another practice that is unique to this particular crop, that is topping, that you have to cut the top of the plants and to improve the quality of the crop. But at the same time, we do have to deal with the issue of some of the axillary shoots coming out, we call it suckers. And so we're actively addressing this problem, and hopefully we will develop systems or a variety that will have better sucker control, because right now, in order to control the suckers, they require manual or chemical control, and that is very costly. And so those are things that we're working on to address the production costs. And also, we're developing products that with harm reductions. So that means some of the harmful compounds that are known to associate with tobacco, and we try to conduct research to reduce those harmful compounds in the plants. And that required from basic research, from gene regulation to field practice, and looking at, you know, reduction of fertilizers and some of the agronomic practice that will lead to reduction of the harmful compounds.
On that last point you made about harm reduction, I guess if you can expand a little bit more, would that be in the form of the cigarette then, as to harm reduction in the use of a cigarette?
Well, harm reduction mainly eventually translates into the cigarette and the smoke. And but first thing to do is to reduce some of the known harmful compounds in the leaves. And there's a list of harmful compounds that defined by the FDA, and that is our target to reduce. And it's scientifically very challenging, and some of them are in a very minute amount. And but nonetheless, we are working on these areas that we can reduce that by a number of scientific approaches, including gene regulation and biotechnology, and also conventional breeding, and all those approaches that will allow us to generate new varieties or better varieties that contain less of those compounds.
Mm-hmm. And would you foresee, if we were to look down the road, 5 to 10 years, that tobacco farmers in Kentucky will be growing a really different type of burley plant?
That is a difficult question to answer. In some ways, the crop, burley tobacco, is a it's once considered the king of tobacco. It's really something that the Kentucky farmers are really proud of, and you know, and also, you know, this particular area is perfect for this type of crop. And so Kentucky produced the best burley in the world. And so all depends how you define, you know, what is a different crop. And one thing that we can certainly say that is the crop that in the future will be certainly contain less harmful compounds and perhaps a better yielding and better quality. And now there are also some thoughts that we may be developing, we may need to develop new varieties that is better suited for the next generation products. And for example, the newly introduced to the U.S. market is a heat not burn IQOS product that right now is being marketed in the U.S. and what it is is a heated tobacco product that no longer burn in a very high temperature. So by doing that, there the actual evidence of significant reduction of harmful components, you know, from the airstream that smoke into, not really smoke, but inhaled into the lung. So, and this type of product may require burley to be slightly different from what we know so far. Mm-hmm. And so now, but that will be a much longer term in terms of, you know, the design and also what exactly is required in for the use of this type of product. And that will certainly require a lot more thinking. And so we're certainly are, you know, in active pursuit of this area. But nonetheless, right now, our focus is to use conventional methods to reduce harmful compounds and you know, screening seeds and also develop product that will use less chemical.
Mm-hmm. As you know, I'll preface this question by saying, as you know, there are, I'll use the term health advocates who would like to see tobacco go away completely in terms of smoking and cigarettes. Yeah. Is that something that you face, and how do you deal with that concern or that request from people?
Yeah, so we certainly are facing this type of questions, and we're by no means advocating continue to, you know, expand tobacco products. But tobacco right now still is a illegal product, and also is a major crop in the state. And one of the missions of this center is to help tobacco farmers either produce a less harmful product or transition to new products, and which also is a part of our mission. And in fact, KDIDC has a very active program in helping tobacco farmer transitioning to new type of crops. And for example, we're actively working on industrial hemp, and we also are introducing artemisia, which is a medicinal plant that produce artemisinin, which is a anti-malaria compound or medicine. And we're introducing the crop into the state. And we're working with a company to expand acreage growing in the state, and also helping them to at least initiate the building of a purification facility in Kentucky. So those are things that we're actively working on. And also, we are working on new uses of tobacco. So we use tobacco for production of high-value compounds. For example, we're working with a Australian governmental entity to produce a high oil tobacco. Basically, that is that particular tobacco lines will accumulate oils in the leaves instead of, you know, what is known traditionally. Oils usually produce in seeds, you know, and but now we're able to redirect the oil biosynthetic machinery into the leaves and let the leaves accumulate large amount of oil. And so the oil can be used for either biofuel or some other industrial application or nutritional application. So those are things that we're actively working on and make some quite significant progress.
So would that fall into the category of a different type of tobacco plant then?
Yeah, and we are trying very hard to have some kind of identity separation. So in the future, if that is indeed a new crop opportunity, then that will require us to make the plant look different, you know, from what is being produced for the conventional uses, because those are different industrial crops, and we try to separate them. But nonetheless, there's still the Kentucky farmers certainly are really good at production for tobacco production, and so in that sense, there's still a lot of expertise and know-hows and equipments that can be used for this type of new crop.